Ladies and gentlemen, episode 200. Big accomplishment. 4 years. We're still doing it. It's me, the B-O-O-T-H. Well, take the T-H off. Your friend and mine, baby. Uncle Boo with the Doo and the Big Fat Poo. And it's your sweet friend to the left, number 9 in your program, number...
1 in your heart.
Yeah.
Ash Handy.
I'm like, I don't... Yay! All right. Now, I was trying to be a little funny on our 200th episode. I hope you like the song there. I have to do it, though, one time. Woo! Jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a bitch, right here. It's hard to keeping these gators down right here, baby. I got the biggest house on the hill. I wear the finest clothes. I can have any women in this won't.
I was like, okay.
Okay. No. So how is everybody? Everybody all right? I'm going to go turn that
I'm
fan
not.
On. Can you amuse everybody?
I'm not okay. I just want to share with
everyone.
Oh, God,
she's got a story to tell you.
So, my kid is out for spring break right now, which is fine. I'm a little bit of a hermit, and it is hard to get me out of the house. And she did ask me for the first time ever, because she's also a hermit like me most of the time, and asked me to take her to the zoo. So I said yes. And then once I realized that every school in the state was also out for spring break and it was half price day, I absolutely begged, which I know, it's like, you're the parent, you could have made the decision. But my mom never took us to do stuff. I don't want to be that, like, sometimes you can't for money or whatever, but I don't want to be that parent that's always like, you know, fuck no, I'm not going to take you to do anything. Yeah. And to be fair, at 7, this was the first time she really asked me to do anything. So I know I'm the parent. I know I had the power. But also I was like, oh, okay, like, this is also a good learning lesson. Like, I told you that this was not a good idea. You threw a fit to go anyways, so we're doing what you want to do. So we buy the tickets online, and we get ready. I think we left at like 9 o'clock from Mineral Wells. Fort Worth is maybe about 50 minutes where we were going. And when we got there, the line just to get into the parking lot was 3 hours long.
3 hours.
We sat in the car for 3 hours, and about an hour in, she had an absolute fucking meltdown. We didn't get home until 8 o'clock last night.
8 o'clock. They didn't get into the zoo till...
Two.
Yeah, there were some guys that took off at my shop or where I work, and they came back saying the same shit. They was like, fuck that.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but when I tell you that I'm still mentally recovering today from the overstimulation, the stress of the traffic...
People.
And then coming back home, we were stuck in traffic in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I don't know the roads very well. It was just a lot. Like, I feel like I have the 1,000-yard stare today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, very...
She's like, hmm.
So I'm recovering, and I put on my Facebook, too. I told everybody, I was like, I don't care if your kid hates you for the rest of their life. Don't do it.
Don't ever go to Half Price Wednesday at the Fort Worth Zoo.
On spring
break. That's how they lure you in. Hey, it's spring break. Well, the zoo is half price.
It was horrible.
Half of the animals will be out.
And surprisingly, too, because it's only March, it got really hot to the point that we had to pour water on the kids' heads.
Yeah.
Because the baby literally was like turning red as that Red Bull.
Yeah.
And we dress them like in summer clothes, but I expected it to be spring weather. So I'm really hoping that we do have some kind of spring and we don't go straight into just blasting fucking heat this year.
Yeah, I hope we don't start hitting 100 till after the 4th of July. But that'll never happen.
But I also think that we're going to have a pretty active storm season.
Yeah, because it's going to ramble up today.
It's already, today is the first day of storm season.
And see, that's another thing I want to ask to the people that listen to the show that don't live in the United States, like in Canada and Germany. What is the weather you guys get? Here in Texas, where we live, we get a lot of tornadoes and thunderstorms.
Yep.
And we get some snow. We get more ice than anything. I mean, we get freezing weather, but not as much as you guys do. So if you're up there in Canada, Germany, wherever, tell me if y'all get tornadoes or anything like that. I've always wondered that. How is the weather over in London? Do they get, you know, tornadoes over there? I've always wondered that.
I don't know.
Spain, do they?
I don't know.
You know? Yeah, it makes you think. I've always wondered that. I think of retarded stuff.
Weather's interesting to me.
I've seen a TikTok, though, that said the thing I've been thinking all my whole life. It goes, the guy's like, think about it, guys. Who really made the decision to be like, oh, this is the way to do it. That's the right way. Who says English is what we speak? Who says we're even speaking it right? I'm like, I've always thought that. Whose idea was to say this is how it's going to be and why? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because who says they're right? Just because they came up with it.
You're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Oh, my God. I seen a Forrest Gump one today, and it was making fun of Tom Hanks, and it was the actual Forrest Gump. He goes, well, when I seen the charges about Epstein's Island, I switched my citizenship to be a Greece guy because they do not export the people.
Yeah, and that literally happened. That's the sad thing.
Oh, God, yes. It's fucking funny. Well, I just want to thank everybody for being here for the 200th episode. I'm glad you liked it and glad you're enjoying it. Just want to say thank you, though, to everybody. Give a big old shout out to everybody who listens. And our, like, number one fan up there in Canada, old Kim, thank you very, very much for listening, guys, and supporting us. 4 years. Did you think we'd still keep it up and keep going, Ash? 4 motherfucking years. 200 episodes.
Just makes me think a lot in general about where I was in life.
Yeah.
Where I'm at now.
And what's cool about this, we're leaving our imprint out there where our grandkids could go back and go, oh, my God. My grandma and grandpa, I mean, we're not, no, I mean, grandpa and.
No, I know what
you're
saying. Yeah.
Anyways, look at grandpa. He's on Spotify. Yeah, you know what I mean? That, you know. So, yeah, we're making an imprint that's going to last forever. Forever will be embedded in Spotify.
Sorry, I've got a white trash lottery win here.
Oh, shit.
Somebody in the family's deep freeze went out. And they're trying to get rid of some meat.
Oh, God.
And I'm poor. So I'm like,
fuck yeah. Well, it's goat meat. I don't care.
Yeah, I literally don't care.
Dude, I seen, before I get into stupid news, I got to talk about this. You know how cheese is, how it's made? It's basically, it's molding. You know,
that's why they say, especially if you have block cheese.
Yeah.
You just cut the mold off and keep eating
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I didn't know in cheese, the moldier, the better, basically. They went too far. I can't remember where it is, but it's a high-end, real expensive cheese. They make it out of goat's milk, and then once it's made, they let it set out, and flies get on it and stuff. They put the eggs in there, and the maggots are creeping, crawling in it.
Ew!
Yes. Well, then, after that, they get the maggots out and repeat the process again. Yes.
That's
it's
disgusting.
Gross. But it's high-end cheese, and it goes fucking wow. But, yeah, some of that shit's gross. I mean, they're like, I didn't realize. I mean, think about it. Back in the day, you didn't really put your cheese in the refrigerator. Ew, just think how cheese was when it was 100 fucking degrees and there was no refrigerator.
I think about a lot of stuff, too. Like, they didn't have a freezer, so I guess they salted their
yes.
meat.
Yes. That's another thing people don't think
about. To try
to
preserve it.
I love thinking about that, sitting there going,
dude, back in, you know, 100 years ago, how they do this or do that. I mean, because there's some, I mean, think about it. They didn't have it the way we have it so easy today. So it's all made me wonder what they do when they killed something, you know, that they was going to kill to eat.
Hmm.
They had to let it hang out somewhere, but then you had to worry about the other animals coming and eating it. So what'd they do? I've always wanted to explore that and see. I think it'd be cool to visit something like that. Sorry, I just put my whole mouth in the mic. I was like, I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. Who is that? Oh, that's Reed.
I know.
All right, let's get on with some stupido news. Fuck. Every time.
Hold on, he's got to trade his glasses.
I got to get the bifocals every time. Like I said, I don't like them because they're too bulby. Make me feel like I'm in a bubble. I feel like Bubbles off Trailer Park Boys.
I still need to shave his ears.
Yeah.
He was so done with me.
Ashley got her first full haircut on a dog this weekend. And the little clippers she had were fucking cool.
Well, I ordered some more dog grooming stuff, too.
Yeah.
And eventually I want to grow his ears out like they're supposed to be, but they're so matted I need to cut that shit off and let it regrow. But he was so done with me that day.
Yeah, he's like, come on. He was going, wasn't a bye.
I know. But he looks so good.
He does. He looks better. It's our other studio dog.
I noticed, too, allergy-wise, that his skin has cleared up a bit as well since all that hair's gone.
Yeah. Like I said, if that place is legit, I'm thinking about getting some chewables for them. I just couldn't do nothing like that with Simone because it cost too much.
Yeah.
I used to do that, but she was such a bigger dog, and she took...
It sucks because the bigger the dog, the more expensive, and you know how big my dog is.
And like all of my little dogs, shit, I could do a $30 bag, and it would last a while.
No, not me. Which luckily, like, Sue's so chill. He doesn't really need anything, but.
Has he taken to the dog anymore? Or is he still being a vagina?
He hates him.
Oh my God. Ashley has a dog.
He literally hates him.
That is fucking huge. It's a huge lab.
He's like 95, 100 pounds.
Yeah. Well, he's very intimidated of the new poodle. That's what, 4 months?
He's 3.5 months and 13 pounds.
Yeah. He's tall and lanky. But he's a full-blooded poodle, the ones that get big.
He's a standard.
Yeah. So, Sue is intimidated by this fucking dog. I'm like, what does he do? Just go up there and go, hey, wee-wee, Sue, you want to play?
Well, the poodle, you've seen how he is. He's just real goofy and sweet.
Yes.
And he doesn't even really push it. Like, he'll come by and say hi, and if you're not interested, he'll just go on to the next thing. But, yeah, anytime he does that, Sue runs and hides under the bed.
Wow, what a vagina. Yeah, he's a big old dog, but he's a goofy boy, but we love him.
I've only caught them playing one time, and it was out in the yard, and it's because he thought I wasn't looking.
He's like, Mommy's not looking. My mommy wasn't there.
Daddy wasn't there.
Take me to the fair.
Change my underwear.
If you've got a daddy issue, use your daddy tissue. All right, stupid news. In Alamo Ranch, Texas, a mom made a special drink for her son's bullies that hospitaled the guy. And all it was lemon juice, salt, and vinegar. Because she got tired of her son coming home every day, and this bully taking her son's drink every fucking day.
Just gave him really bad GI upset.
Yeah. And he.
Well, that's what's even funnier about it is that she didn't, like, force it down him or whatever. The kid is stealing her kid's shit, so she replaces it with something gross. And he's like, I'm going to fucking take it. Joke's
Go
on
ahead,
you. Shit yourself.
So, yeah, and believe it or not, they're pressing charges. Because it was a minor. They said if it had been an adult, she probably wouldn't be on charges. But who gives a fuck? The kid needs his ass
kicked. And it sucks because as far as bullying goes, we had this conversation the other day at work because there's a bunch of us between the age group of like 19 and 31. So we all talk about like high school sometimes.
Yeah.
And we do talk about the fact how much it sucks that you can be bullied to no end. And most of the time, nobody does anything about the bullying until you react or protect yourself. And then you get in trouble.
Yeah. Then you get in trouble. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I teach my kids don't start nothing, but they better fucking finish it. All right. In Australia, we have a stampede of kangaroos that bring golfing to a halt. Could you imagine?
I believe it, though. You know, they're scary motherfuckers.
Dude, you seen how big they are and they flex?
Yes.
Yes. They look like they could knock you the fuck out.
Like, whenever I was little, I thought they were so cool and cute.
Yeah.
But.
And that tail, they can use it, too.
They scare me.
Because they can kick back on that tail and fucking kick you, they say. Fuck them guys.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah, but these guys are sitting there playing golf, and all of a sudden just a shit ton of these fucking kangaroos come out of the woods jumping across.
Yeah, I would stop golfing,
I'd be
too.
Like, I'm done.
And go hide somewhere until they all leave.
Yeah. A man in Wisconsin... Oh, a man in Wisconsin, his real name is D's Nuts Lee Kroll.
I wonder how old he is, if it was somebody from my generation that named him that.
Well, he's in his 30s, and what happened was it was a domestic call. He was drunk beating up his girlfriend or something.
D's Nuts? No way.
And that's his actual name, and the cops are like, nah. He goes, for real, that's my name, yo, look it up.
I wonder if he changed it to that or if he was given that name at birth.
I bet you he changed it.
Because you can legally change your name. Like, I could legally change my name to
Ashley Copper
Butt Sniff Dog Turd Cunningham. Literally, if I wanted to.
Yeah. Call me Shitface. My name is Shitface Cunningham. Shitface. Oh, God. Could you imagine? You know how women here... over here in America hate the C word. Just think of someone named their first name that, so you would have to say it. Oh my God. And it's a brick guy I follow on TikTok. Over there they say it all the time. They call each other that. I mean, they say it like everything's fat cunt.
Yeah, there are some things that are super offensive some places and not in others.
He didn't know, and he came over here the first couple times he said it, women were like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn.
It does offend women really bad. I don't really, there's not really a whole lot of words to me.
I didn't really use the word
For me. I don't really use it either, but it doesn't offend me when I hear it, but I know people.
I guess because that's, believe it or not, though, that's one of the cuss words. That's like one of the cuss words. It ain't really a cuss word. It's just describing a woman's body, I guess. I didn't think about that, but if you think about it, it's just...
Well, it is an actual anatomical word for it, isn't it?
I think so. And it's just like pussy. You really can't... Not trying to be rude, but how can you really say that's a bad word when it's describing a woman's anatomy? It's just like a dick.
Yeah, I don't know.
A wiener. See, I think of dumb stuff like this, guys. I don't know why. I do. Sometimes I sit there and think about how certain shit's made. I don't know why.
How's it made?
Oh, I used to love them shows that come on Saturdays. People who would... Oh, God, listen to this. During football season, the Kansas City's last home game was the championship game to go to the Super Bowl. They was playing Miami. It was minus like 27 degrees, right? Well, the people that suffered freezer burn, God damn it, when you stay outside too long.
Hypothermia?
No, you stay in your...
Oh, and your shit literally rots off.
It gets so cold. What do they call it?
Oh, my God.
Dang it, I knew... Oh, it probably says it right here. Game was getting... Oh. Amputations because of frostbite.
Frostbite, not freezer burn. Yeah. We're like, freezer burn.
Yeah, that freezer burn stuck in my head and I couldn't get it out. Yeah, but they're getting stuff amputated.
From what game?
The Kansas City Chiefs game.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm a UT fan. If someone gave me free tickets and it was minus 27, I probably wouldn't go.
Well, I was about to say, though, to
be
fair.
It was so cold, the guy's beard, the coach's mustache was freezing.
Yeah. I've also heard, though, that once you get to the point of frostbite, you can't really feel it. So I don't think you really know the damage that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
You mix that with drinking.
Oh, God,
I'm
yeah,
sure that
it was
not
fucking drinking.
A good mix.
Yeah. Well, I guess the Chiefs fans will have a hard time holding up three fingers for three Super Bowl wins now, huh?
That's so bad. That's terrible. I can't believe people are getting shit
cut off.
People are
going to be like, you dumb motherfucker, Kansas City won three Super Bowls. I know they did. I lost my finger before the... Yeah. I mean, that's diehard fans. I'm not that diehard. Even in my younger days, I wouldn't have done that. In India...
No, and I'm from Texas, so, like, yeah. I can withstand heat, but I can't do cold.
Yeah, I can always sit in front of a fan, go in front of an air conditioner, come inside, find shade, and cool off quick. When I'm cold, and my feet, and my ears, and my nose, I'm done.
I'm done. Yeah, me too.
I can't do it anymore. Fuck that. Fuck that shit, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Then in India, we had a runaway train that traveled 43 miles before it came to a stop.
It
was
like it came off the tracks?
No, it was on the tracks. I don't know
but it was like nobody was...
Yeah, the fucking driver somehow fell out or some shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that motherfucker was running without an operator for 43 miles, reaching speeds up to 70 miles an hour. Could you imagine that shit? You know, because through towns and stuff, they got to slow down. That's why I drew the attention to them. They're going through towns just flying. They're not slowing down, and they're like, whoa, what the hell?
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Well, the Texas fires, last time I checked, which was last night, I think, 89% contained now.
Oh, that's good.
You know, it's kind of crazy, though, and I'm not saying conspiracy, but there's, you know, footage go around of a laser, big old green laser beam.
Well, the same shit that happened in Hawaii from what I hear.
And here's what's so crazy is. The electric company has came out and said, oh, it was our fault. We had a wiry...
Didn't they say that's what happened in Hawaii, too?
I think so. And they say it fell to the ground or something, and because of the conditions, it sparked the fire. And I'm going, you know, think about it. They have enough money, so here's what they're doing. They're gonna pay, I don't know, a shit ton of money. But I'm like, they're doing this on... Think about it, because our government, they both work with each other.
Yeah.
You know? So who's to say if they're like, hey, y'all take the fall for this and pay these people such and such amount of money to make it go away. Okay. And then they
And it's hard for me, too, because it's like, which he is literally a senile old man in diapers.
God,
so I'm not saying that I believe him. But it's also unfair to the point we have all these conspiracy theories like Americans do because life is so shitty right now and there's all this crazy stuff happening for everybody. Like, we're all eating the same shit sandwich right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's crazy is, unless you're, like, rich, there is no more middle class now.
It's
like
crushed.
You
it's
are
gone.
Slowly going away to where even if you make a shit ton of money, your cost of living is so expensive, you're not seeing any of it.
Have you seen there's a TikTok I've seen, and I had a guy talking, and he goes, ain't that some shit? Worked my whole life. I'm in my fucking upper 30s. And I finally make it into the middle class.
Yeah, that's
and
how
then
I feel.
What happens? Bam!
That's how
the
I feel.
Fuck down.
I felt whenever I was at that house at Lamar, I finally made it, and that's all I've ever wanted my whole life, just a little bit.
Yeah.
We lived comfortable for about a year, and I was like, middle class is where it's at for me. I never need anything else, and now I'm down to fucking poor class again.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
But anyways, with the fire stuff, it's not fair, and it feels like, too, that they're just fucking with us. Like, even if it is bullshit, like Biden getting on there and saying, well, the properties with the right roofs didn't burn.
Yeah.
Like, the commander-in-chief of our country literally got on national TV and
said
that.
And no one, but if Trump would have said that, oh, my God.
Well, and it's just like, you can't call us crazy conspiracy theorists. Especially if you're feeding this shit out right into our hands.
Exactly. It's like now they're not even hiding it anymore. They're just coming out and doing it. You know? It's fucking crazy. Crazy.
I feel like I've been in a fever dream for like 6 months.
I feel like Wayne's World, you know, when they would go, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, yeah, doo-doo-doo. They'd be in a dream world. Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, fucking shitty-ass fever dream for 6 months.
What's like today at work, one of the younger guys, Chris, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, it's still country music. Saying how it's still country music, you know, today, but it's not. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of like, oh, a girl hitting on you going, hey, she's got a penis, but she's going, I am a female. And everyone started laughing. I said, so what do we got, trans fucking gender country now? I'm not really country, or I'm country, but I sing hip-hop, but I am country.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's crazy for Cocoa Puffs. All right, ladies and gents. That's news is brought to us by Security Finance. Go by there for your loan and tax needs.
I need to pay them.
I got to pay them at the end of the month.
I keep missing. The days are going by so fast.
I know.
I keep missing due dates. And it's not even on purpose, but it's like, I'll be like, oh, it's fine. It's due on the 12th. And then I look and it's the fucking 14th today.
You're like, fuck.
Like.
Yeah. That's like me. I need to get off my ass and get online and get my license renewed.
Yeah, well, and it's like, yeah, I still need to do my Social Security card and everything else like that, but it's like, it's hard because my days are so long, which is fine. I'm loving my job, but my days are so long that my brain gets so fried that by the time I get a day off, I either have a shit ton of stuff to do at home or with the kid, or I'm so just blah that I don't even, I don't even know what day it is, don't know what's going on. I didn't even realize until like yesterday that it's already time for us to go to his parents next weekend.
Well, think about it. At the end of the month, it's my birthday.
I feel like I asked off, which I did. I asked off for that time in like November of last year.
Oh my God, and it's already here.
Yeah, and I've just been saying, oh yeah, we have a vacation coming up, but it's going to be a while.
I'm telling you, time flies fucking by.
Yeah, and then especially I was like, oh, now, it's next week.
Especially now since she's older in school and stuff. Oh, my God. And just think if she starts doing any extracurricular activities all the time.
Yeah, unfortunately, she has quit jujitsu. So I'm going to start testing her out in sports in school because I'm not trying to sound shitty. I'm not going to force her to do anything, but I'm going to give her every opportunity to find something because I won't have a kid that just does nothing but sit and plays on a tablet.
Well, she's at the age now.
I'm going to do like you did with Jackson, and I'm going to enroll her in everything, and she can pick what she likes.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you give them that many chances, they're bound to find something they like doing.
It's like Jackson, man. He loves his baseball and basketball. Yeah, because that's good to have kids involved in shit. Teaches them sports, I mean, team sports. And
I really wish she would have liked the jiu-jitsu, but I think, and I'm not dogging her for this, I totally get it. I think what was so hard for her is that she was the only girl all the time. And those boys were bullying her, which is fine. You got to toughen up. I'm not saying like I'm, you know what I mean? But for a six-year-old, that does get hard every single day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you not want to do the sport, even if you like the sport.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like too mad about it because she really did give it her all and try. I mean, she got her ass whooped a few times. And I hate it because I think she could have been good at it, but there was no girls. And I think it was just too hard for her.
That one night, you and Tyler came in. Tyler was huffing and puffing like he just came out of the fucking Boston Marathon.
I also feel the same way. Whenever I quit, Marconi was really upset, and he said that he felt like I was going to be his first female champion. I really think that I had a knack for it. I can't afford it, and with my schedule, even if I could afford it, I can only physically go like once a week.
Yeah.
It's not enough to train enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
It sucks. It sucked to really find something I liked doing, but just not being in a good time in my life where I could do it.
Yeah.
But
I feel you.
We moving on. We going to find something else.
We going to find something today. All right, guys. We got This Week in History, and it was a...
Ooh, these are my favorite.
It was pretty much a dull fucking week. You'll like the first one. March 11th of 1969, Levi Strauss starts selling bell-bottom jeans.
Love me a good pair of bell-bottoms.
I know you'd like that. I was like, man, she's going to like that.
Love it.
And...
You know they still sell the shit out of those.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. They was... popular for a while. They kind of died out. Then they came back, and they've been back and not going anywhere.
Oh, they're not.
You know? Now, this makes me feel old. March 12th of 1894, Coca-Cola is sold in bottles. I remember that.
That was the first time they ever made a bottle?
No, I guess that's the first time they sold them in bottles. I guess you had to go to a shop, and they'd pour it or something. You know.
Well, it was always glass or cans.
Yeah.
That's true.
March 11th, the FBI arrests Jimmy Hoffa on bribery charges. Yeah, he disappeared. I wonder why. Yeah, he was heavily involved in the mob. That's why he got in trouble, taking that mob money. Because back then, all the mobs ran the unions. And I think he was like the president of the union or some shit. And then we have March 14th, Dallas jury finds Jack Ruby guilty of killing Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh.
Yeah. And then on March 15th, four Los Angeles cops are charged with the beating of Rodney King.
What year was that?
That was in...
90.
Did I even write the year down? Fuck no.
That
had to be like 90.
I think it was like 95, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that was the summer before. No, that was OJ. They was after OJ. No, they was before. No, I take that back. They was before OJ. Because that was one of the reasons OJ got off. Because all the cops were going, fuck. If we say he's guilty, we're going to have another riot.
Yeah, no, it was a real big shit sandwich.
Yeah, well, because that's why they rioted. And that, I remember that. I just don't, I should have wrote the year. It's probably 92 or 93. Because I know after that, all the OJ shit happened. And that happened this summer before my senior year of high school. Because you went to anybody's house that summer. The goddamn OJ trial was on. But I remember that because it had to be 92 or 93 because I same thing. Every house you went to, that's what the adults were watching. So it was a big deal. And them motherfuckers now, they should have been fucking arrested. There was no right for them to sit there and four of them just beat the fuck out of that guy.
No, that one was bad.
I mean, they're just sitting there taking turns hitting him. What harm was he doing that it took four of y'all? Even when he was down, y'all just, and then they got off. Which was crazy. Crazy like a fox.
Well, and I think that's what bothers me now. Like, I'm not saying that good old boy shit doesn't happen, but now it's not really a color thing so much as a money thing, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters what color you are anymore. I think it matters how much money you have and what your social status is. I mean, not trying to be shitty, but like how many... professional sports players get away with beating the fuck out of their wives. You know what I mean? But like the crackhead here in town that almost beats his wife to death, that's why he's going to go to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it just bothers me because that was a true situation. And I hate that they use that kind of stuff now and try to say that that's what's going on now whenever it's really like I said a problem for everybody. It's not color based anymore. It's more money and social status now.
And now they're more, like you said, they're crooked, but not as like beating up black people. They're basically taking money
know? And they're fucking over anybody that they can.
Taking bribes so this drug dealer can move some drugs through.
And I also say that, too, from personal experience, because my brother that passed away, I have seen him mistreated by police.
Yeah.
A lot. I have seen him mistreated by people in the school system.
Well, it's just like that one asking you. do you rent or own this house? What the fuck is it to you?
Yeah, that was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's different. You know, like, I have really good customer service skills, and I don't mind talking to people. There was another one. He was a sheriff, not a trooper or a cop, but he was a sheriff that pulled me and Tyler over one night because his lights were, like, too bright or something. And he was so nice. We were literally, like, shooting the shit, bullshitting. I don't mind whenever we're, like, talking, you know, friend to friend, and we're sharing personal information. But, like, this guy, I obviously could tell he was a trooper, but he didn't even identify himself. And you know me, I don't have a problem with the police. Like, I'm very back the blue. Like, I don't talk shit. I admit, like, whenever I do something, and I don't think that I'm being targeted or anything like that. But, yeah, he didn't even identify himself. He had the rudest, shittiest attitude whenever I had no record of even a speeding ticket. Everything was legal. Like, was very honest with him. I've never had any kind of law enforcement treat me like that. And it was a really shitty experience for me.
Yeah.
And then the comment he made to me whenever he walked off. I don't want you to be the reason why I have to clean a wreck up out here. Like, acting like I'm just recklessly driving.
Yeah.
Like, I just told you that I've just worked, like, 4 days in a row over 12 hours a day, and I'm just exhausted, and I zoned out, and I made a mistake. But, like, I just sped a little bit. I didn't drive off the road. Yeah. I didn't. And I was
being
completely
jerk.
Aware and admitted what I did, and you still treated me like an absolute piece of shit.
I call people like that. They got the Carmen disease. Respect my authority.
Yeah, he was just, his whole attitude was gross.
See, and that's bullshit. You know, believe me, I had to run into driving or being an over the road
trucker.
Yeah,
I'm sure you dealt with it a lot.
Oh my fucking God, especially the DPS, DOT guys.
Yeah.
You know, and here's what pisses me off is, no one thinks about it, but how does everybody get their fucking groceries? You go to the store and buy them. Yeah. But guess
what?
But
who brings them to
you? Somebody in an 18-wheeler brings that shit to you at the corner store, at a big store. And these cops just treat them like shit, especially DOT, because they can shut you down anytime and be fucking jerks. Some are decent. Some are just straight up dickheads. Oh, I'm just pulling
you
over.
Well, it was my first bad experience.
Yeah.
Which I hate, because especially here in this town, because of my job, like, especially whenever the animal shelter is short, a lot of times I have to send officers. And then, not to get too personal, but unfortunately, whenever my brother was going through what he was going through before he passed away, I had to deal with the cops a lot because they were having to call the cops on him whenever he was at the hospital flipping his shit. And they were so supportive. I really feel like, for the most part, we do live in a town where I can say that majority of our police officers are good people.
Yeah.
But the state trooper is a whole different...
Whole different thing.
Whole different thing. Whole different thing. There is one that comes in my clinic and brings his dog, and he is really cool. But I literally don't know any of the other ones except for the one that I met last week. And I'd be fine if I never saw him again.
Yeah. A bit of a jerk. Well, guys, me and Ashley has a little speech we've thrown together for you. And I hope you enjoy.
Sorry, I'm so sore from yesterday, so I just keep moving around.
Well, goddamn, you was in a car just sitting for 3 hours. It took you another, hour
from
and a
9
half
a.m.,
to get over
from
there.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m., I was in the car. And then from 2 p.m. to almost 6, I drug that wagon around with the cooler and kids in it. I literally was getting blisters on my fingers.
Fuck, I bet you were. That's a lot of walking. Fort Worth Zoo.
We were only
huge.
There from 2 to 5:30, and we looked on Haley's phone, and what little bit it recorded, we walked 4 miles.
Huh. That's crazy. You don't think about it when you're there. All right, guys. This is the State of the Union BTT Nation Address. I hope you enjoy it, you silly crankers. Good evening, my fellow BTT listeners. This past year, Borderline Texas Trash was informed that YouTube is drawing the line on standards and practices of Borderline Texas Trash. In the future, we need to be careful of what we say and cover. BTT gets in trouble a lot. Therefore, there are these standards and practices BTT will do.
From the hours between 9 and 10, ass, damn, hell, and bitch will not be used. We will never use the words shit, fuck, or goddamn, or any other offending or sexual languages. Fuck. Now, as far as bad information on COVID, we will clean it up.
Ah, shit. I gotta...
Watch your mouth!
Oh, fuck, all
right. God damn it, watch your mouth! There will be less penises and sexual references. We will stop picking on Biden, dumb people, and pedos.
You're fucking kidding me. I gotta leave the pedos alone on Biden?
Watch your fucking mouth!
Oh, shit. Oh, and one more thing. BTT will not follow the guidelines of YouTube, and will not keep doing it. We will keep doing it our way. On behalf of Uncle Boo and Ash
Handy,
we are thanking everybody for listening and supporting the show through the years. It's been a great 4 years. Looking forward to many more years. So keep listening. We'll leave you something to talk about. Thank you very much, guys. You want to say anything to everybody, Ashley?
We just got to keep hanging on, guys.
I just got to keep watching my mouth. Fucking Biden. But I'm still going to do my Friday night thing. I've just been so busy with stuff, and then I kind of forget. Because I just go check out Ghost Stories Told from the South, my other podcast. I just hit 200 on it, too, guys. So, yeah. But we'll have some creepy stories back for next week. But I just want to say thanks, guys. We really appreciate everybody listening. And it's been gravy and cool, man. And thank all you vet ladies for listening. I still think that was funny. When you didn't say nothing the whole time and you already been there for, what, over a year?
Mm-hmm.
And they were girls, that one girl was talking about a podcast. And he was like, oh, really? I got a podcast. And everybody dropped, what? How long have you been doing it?
Yeah.
And at that time, it was over 150. And he was like, I'm about 150 episodes. What? Yeah. It's like me. I'm quiet about it. I don't go walking around going, hey, I got a podcast. You know?
I'm quiet in general. There's a lot of, and none of it's bad, but there's like so many things about me that people wouldn't even know.
Yeah. That's why this weekend when she's coming out, she's going to be tearing it up.
I'm long overdue for an adult intoxicated weekend.
Dude, well, and we're going to save some for the weekend of my birthday.
Yes.
I'm going to be 48.
Because that's the weekend the after I come back.
Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. And hopefully WrestleMania will be on the same weekend we celebrate my birthday. I love it when WrestleMania is on the day of my birthday. That's such a kick-ass present to me.
We used to have the best parties at my old house.
Yes. I remember Jared's last one. That motherfucker was toast. He was feeling all right.
I know.
Right.
I was trying to make him as comfortable as possible so he could tolerate
right
being
when
there.
When we found out he had everything.
He'd only been home from the hospital for like a week.
Yeah, and your mom and Ben brought him over because he wanted to watch WrestleMania. And then we had it on in the garage.
He couldn't get comfortable in there, so we set him up on that big couch.
And he only came in
I
to
had.
Watch one match. I can't remember. There's one match he wanted to watch. So, but yeah, we kept going in there and giving him reports. I know by the end, he was like, I'm feeling all right, man. He was no pain.
Good old days.
Talking about the good old times.
Before the country went to shit.
Talking about how it used to be.
I mean, it never was like amazing, but.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Before fucking COVID hit, you know, and I think that COVID, not only, you know, it was a sickness, but I think mentally it fucked a lot of people up and kids up by shutting down like that.
I think that we were already on the verge of becoming a very, like, mentally sick society.
And that just pushed us over the fucking edge.
And then now that we're trying to go back to normal, everybody's so poor. Like, mental illness is at its highest.
Yeah, think about it. Like, the kids, they got off for spring break. And I remember that Saturday, Patty texted me and said, don't worry about taking the kids to school on Monday. They're probably going to shut them down. And that's when everything started going off.
I wonder what they're doing upstate about the schools that they're taking for migrant homes.
That's what I was wondering.
Are those kids just done with school for the year?
I mean, yeah. What are they going to fuck? I mean, how are they getting an education? Where is their classroom? I've been wondering that, too. Because there's a couple places up there. They shut down some fucking high schools for shit.
Yeah, parents were really upset about it.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, no, not disagreeing with it, but it just made me wonder, like, where...
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I feel sorry for the people of New York, but the people of New York that voted for this, you get what you deserve. You're the motherfuckers who voted this shit in, and then people, ordinary people that didn't want it this way, have to fucking suffer because of how you voted. So, I feel bad for the people in the blue cities because it's not their fault. But if they voted for that shit, I don't feel sorry for them, you know, because I get so tired of when something happens, you know, they don't want to take responsibility for how they've been fucking everything up. It's ridiculous. Donkey punch. But... Oh, I'm going to do some stupid quotes. Or ash handy can. Yeah, just do 10 of them. I've been doing about 10. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Damn, the fastest gust of wind ever recorded on Earth was 253 miles per hour.
God dang, could you imagine?
I wonder how much a tornado is.
I don't know.
I know it's based off of between an F1 and an F5 what the wind speeds are, but it's something interesting to look into. Huh,
that's crazy.
Crocodiles cannot stick out their tongues, but alligators can.
What the fuck?
A cat's ear contains 32 muscles.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, they can not do a lot of stuff with them ears.
Yeah, cats are...
They can look evil, happy, sad, wimpy.
Cats are pretty amazing. Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer.
Wow.
I've heard of this one, too. Dentistry is one of the oldest professions in the world. Evidence of teeth being drilled into dates back up to 9,000 years ago.
Holy shit. How'd they do it back then?
I don't know.
Guess with fucking alcohol, get you getting drunk and then start. And then if they didn't have a drill, what'd they do? Just get some fucking.
They probably had like the old school chisel and hammer thing.
Oh, God. Could you imagine that? The old chisel and hammer?
I hate dental work.
Thor comes in with his hammer. I'm a dentist.
I've heard this one before, too, and I've seen pictures. The best place in the world to see rainbows is in Hawaii.
Huh.
Very beautiful.
I could imagine.
Twins are becoming more and more common. I wonder what the reason for that is.
I don't know. It's the genetics.
The closest living relatives of the Tyrannosaurus Rex are the chicken and the ostrich. Ostriches are terrifying.
Piece of shit.
They're so scary. I'm so scared of them.
Dude, when the ostriches were big in the 90s, dude, that was all over Texas. For some reason, ostriches were going for a lot of money, and the eggs were, too. Well, there was one here in the town, a buddy of mine's aunt or something owned it. We'd go out there and help them. Them motherfuckers are mean. They just,
they're horrible.
Little fucking shitheads. Jeremy would grab the little ones by the neck and go, you want to bite me again? Want to bite me again?
They're so scary.
Yes, because they just come at you.
And then this one is a little ridiculous because how do you even know? Because they can't talk. It says dolphins give each other names.
Yeah, how do they know that shit?
You don't know that.
They must be talking to Mermaid Man.
You don't know that.
You say that and we get an email. Oh, really? I don't? Well. I think we might wrap this up here. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today.
I worked really hard on it.
I've been pumped up all day to do it, though. My 200th episode. See? And then I got 200 episodes on Ghost Stories. You know, one day when it kicks off and I'm fucking 80.
Whoop whoop.
I'm just kidding, guys. But I am going to try to work, like I said, of getting better at doing it every Friday. Getting on YouTube. But at least just telling you what we talked about a little bit on the show. But make, you know what I mean? Make you go watch it. So, I'm still going to try to look into doing shirts and stuff. I get busy, guys, and I get sidetracked and I forget. I forget a lot of shit. I forget.
I'm busy.
Yeah. I mean, I stay busy, you know, with the kids and shit. Not so much Steph, but Jackson. I mean, geez, he's in sports all the time. And just think, he ain't even playing football yet.
I'm just busy all the time. And honestly, I choose to do that because that's how I like to live my life.
Yes.
And I don't have an issue with it, but I do go through periods of time where I'm just permanently exhausted.
Yeah.
Like the zoo did it to me this week. I'm just done for the whole rest of the week.
Did you go home and take a Kelgon bath? Oh, Kelgon.
Take me away. Fuck, I wish it could have.
God, that was crazy though. Yeah, when Chris and them came back and they were bitching, I was like, whoa, I bet you Ashley had a great time. That's fucking funny. Let's go to Half Price Wednesday at the zoo. I'm going to do the same thing to you this time next year on Wednesday.
Yeah, you're going to be like, you want to go to the zoo tomorrow?
It's Half Price Wednesday. Oh, God. That's how they get you, though, man. Yeah, it's cheap to get in, but everything else is still expensive. Did y'all even get to go in the birdhouse? That one where the birds are and you go in there with that stick with bird seed on it?
Well, that's at SeaQuest. I didn't see anything like that at this zoo. They probably had it, but
yeah,
there was probably so many people that we didn't even
awesome.
See it.
I'll just take Lexi in there when she was little and just sit there and just they come flying around.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. Well, I have been in the one at SeaQuest, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the one up Fort Worth is cool. But yeah, but y'all probably missed so much shit.
Yeah, and then like I said, I think it was overwhelming because over half of the animals were hiding. They didn't want to come out.
I know, and it wasn't even hot. I mean, it was hot, but not like it normally is. But you got anything to say to the luscious ladies and gentlemen?
Just keep on keeping on, man.
And don't be a dick. Be a fucking man. Yeah, like Reed. Well, guys, just want to say thank you once again, and let's hit some more milestones together. Hope you're enjoying the show. We will see you next Friday, and I'll see you Friday on YouTube, guys. And this has been a Booth Podcasting production. Bye.